Well, never mind that. It's your move. Go on now.
Can't be there, my move. It's yours.
It is. You just jumped there and I crowned your man.
You did not.
Well, consign it, it did, Deb. Look right there. That one right there. I just crowned him.
Well,
Nick, I know what I'm doing here.
Now move this fence. No, I won't neither. I'll come from the back here and move those two fellas there.
Look out, that's a trap.
Shucks, you can't move there, and you know it. That's why you put the man there.
I guess you checkmated darn near.
No, you ain't. I'll move this fella here, and he'll go right through the lane here. It's a path to a king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zeb?
What?
Every time I think of it, I can't forget how they tried to rob me over there. Mm-hmm. That doggone newspaper.
Well, what does it matter?
They're all robbers. That's what they are. Nothing but robbers.
Why? What's the matter? What do you mean?
I come down there having to buy the whole that darn newspaper just to get my ad put in.
Well, how much do you want for it?
$6.40.
What? $6.40?
Yeah.
Well, consign it, Ted, we didn't have that much, did you?
What's the use of asking me that? You know dad darn well I didn't.
Yes, I suppose it did. Ain't never no money in the cash register no more. You spent it all on that dad darn horse.
Well, I didn't spend no money at all this time. You see, I was too smart for him.
Well, I hope so. What'd you do?
Yeah, I told him I'd pay him $15 if they'd take it all out and trade here at the store.
What? Well, Dad, Nabateb, you can't do it, that's all. You can't do it.
It's already done.
I don't care if it is done. You can't go giving away stuff out the store like that. It's half mine, I tell you. Half mine.
The horse? I thought you said that you didn't...
No, not the horse. The store. The store is half mine.
Oh, shucks. There's nothing to get head up about it.
Oh, they ain't, huh?
Nah.
Here you go giving away stuff that's half mine. You say there's nothing to get head up about.
They ain't. I can fix that easy.
Oh, you can you?
Sure.
Well, how? That's what I want to know. How are you going to fix it?
Well, I'll give them stuff out of my half of the store.
Well, as long as you do that, I suppose you... Oh, Dad, darn you. Which is your half? How are you going to tell which it is? Huh?
Let me answer that. Just a minute. Maybe somebody's found my horse.
Yes, I'll bet it's the Gazette office wanting to know when they can take possession of the store. That darn foolishness.
Start the conversation. Hello? No, this is partner, Ed Peters.
Who is it?
I don't know yet. Shut up. Hello? Who is it? Who? Oh, wait a minute.
What is it?
It's that sheriff fella from Knoxville. You better talk to him.
You talk to him yourself. I've done all the shenanigans about the horse I'm going to. Now talk to him yourself.
Hello? What do you want? No, I ain't seen him. Oh, wait a minute. I'll ask Zeb.
What?
He wants to know if we've seen the horse.
Hey, tell him something. Tell him anything.
Hello? They want $6.40.
Oh, you're doing fool. Don't tell him that.
Zeb says that's wrong. It's only $6.
Oh.
Huh? It was for an ad in the Gazette. Yeah, it was about my horse.
Oh, yeah, she's lost, too.
Oh, shucks, you don't care nothing about that.
Yeah, he got away from me and ran off. Huh? Yeah, he headed north toward Knoxville. Yeah, maybe he was going home.
Don't tell him that, Deb. He'd get suspicious.
No, his home ain't around Knoxville. I got him from a feller way to the other side of Knoxville.
You give the whole darn thing away if you're not careful now.
You still looking around for that other horse? Yeah, I just thought maybe you'd come across mine, too. Huh? Oh, he looks a good deal like the one you was hunting, only
hey,
he's...
Hey, Dab, Dab, but you want to get yourself in jail?
Only he's died...
Hey, you going plumb crazy? Give me that phone. Hello? Hello? This is Deb talking now. Yes, Deb took sick all of a sudden. Can't talk to you. What's that? Oh, no, Mr. Barnes. He didn't say the horse had died. Yes, I know it sounded like that, but he said the fellow he bought him from used to be in the Navy, and he died. What's that? Oh, no, he didn't die nothing. He's dead. Yes. Well, not at all. Goodbye. Well, that sheriff ain't over here tomorrow to put you in jail. You can thank me for it, Ed Peters. That's what you can do.
Now, shut. I just thought maybe he'd find my horse over there around Knoxville somewhere.
Yes, and you go tell him about dying the horse. Why, he didn't...
How do you know my horse? If he ever saw it, I didn't tell him what color he is.
Oh, you don't have to tell him you dyed the horse that color, do you?
Did you ever see a navy blue horse that wasn't dyed?
No, don't know if it did.
Gosh, he ain't.
But that don't make no difference. You just better keep still about it. The next thing you know, that... how do you do?
You're Zeb Winterbottom, aren't you?
Well, yes, that's right. This is my partner, Eb Peters.
I'm glad to know both you gentlemen. I've heard a lot about you, but this is my first visit to Corn Center.
Well, we're glad to know you, too. What'd you say your name was?
He didn't say.
Oh, pardon me. My name is Dowd, Caleb Dowd.
Was the something you wanted, Mr. Dowd?
Just a few minutes of your time, gentlemen. I'm from Squidgeville, one of the members of the county fair committee.
The fair committee? Well, maybe you know something about the race they're going to have then.
Why, yes, I do. But the races are only part of the fair. Gentlemen of Corn Center, as residents of Ortega County, you owe your support to the county fair.
And how many races are they going
to have? We of Squidgeville are making a mighty effort to ensure the success of this great undertaking, but we need your help.
How much are the prizes going to be? Prizes?
Well, I'm glad you spoke of that, Mr. Peters. We have a list of prizes that will astound you. In the farm products exhibit, there are prizes for cattle, sheep, hogs.
Yeah, but what about the...
grain, vegetables, butter, cheese, milk, and... cream. Then in the domestic science department, we have prizes for needlework, embroidery, knitted work.
How long is the race is going
bread, to... cake, and pies. The school exhibit has prizes for essays, drawing, and...
How much does it cost to put your horse in the...
clay modeling. We also have prizes for the most perfect baby, the prettiest girl, and the...
Who rides your horse in...
the fattest woman. Pardon me, Mr. Peters, did you ask me something?
Why, I just want to know about the races you're going to...
Oh, the races. Oh, I'm glad you spoke of that, Mr. Peters. There will be bicycle races, foot races.
But I was talking about...
wheelbarrow races, two-legged races.
The paper said you was going to have...
sack races, egg races.
Yeah, but what about the horses?
And potato races. Pardon me, did you say something, Mr. Peters?
Dad Burnett, I just asked about the horses.
Horses? Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, we have prizes for the best Clydesdale, Percherons, and...
But that ain't the kind of horse that...
Shire is the draft class, and for the best two-gated, three-gated saddle horses. Why, we even have a prize for the...
I guess you didn't understand. I mean the...
best separate pony, yes. Did I interrupt you?
No, not at all. Dad Bennett, I was just wondering about the horse race, that's all.
Yes, Mr. Dowd. Yeah. You see, Eb's got a horse he wanted to put in the race at the fair.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad you spoke about the horse races, Mr. Peters. They'll be held on Saturday, the last day of the fair, and will last all afternoon.
They will? Well, Eb, you might just well forget all about putting your horse in them races.
No, what neither. It's my horse.
But you know as well as I do, he couldn't run for an hour, let alone all afternoon.
He can if the other horses can.
Pardon me, gentlemen, I'm afraid you misunderstand me. We'll have eight races altogether, not one last
week. Well, that ain't no better. Ed's horse never stand to be in eight races.
No, you don't understand. There are eight races with different horses in each race. Here's a list of them. Now, take the first race. It's for 2-year-olds. It's 7 furlongs.
Seven what?
7 furlongs, yeah. Why don't you keep your ears open?
Yeah, but what's a furlong?
It's horses with the long fur.
Shucks. My horse can't go in that race.
Pardon me, gentlemen. It's an eighth of a mile.
What? Well, now, look here, mister. Horses having fur an eighth of a mile long. That's just a little too much.
Too much?
Yes.
Too much?
That's what it
Why
said.
Why, it's not enough. It's not near enough. I don't mean the horses have fur that long. I mean your brains have whiskers on them that long.
What?
Goodbye.
Say, now what in tarnation do you suppose he got mad about?
Shucks, I forgot to ask him. Wait a minute. Hey, mister. Hey, if your horse is lost, what race do you put him in?